Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. He started before the Dalid Parshios, the four Parshios that we read surrounding Purim and Pesach. We read two Parshios before Purim and two after Purim, and Rav Nosson is going to show how they are connected to our topic. V'zebechinas Parshas Poraduma. This is also why we read the topic of Poraduma around the time of Purim. Shehu Toikif Hayira. The Poradum is the red heifer. Red is Yira. Red is Midas Adin. Ha-Yira Vadinim. Hainu al yidei ha-Poraduma tmimo nimtokim hadinim. Shehim Sitra Demoisa. By taking this Poraduma and using it as a korban for Hashem, that's how we reverse the din. We sweeten the din, which is the Sitra Achra. V'nimshach Yira Ilo. And we draw upon ourselves a very high, the highest level of Yira, Shehi Bechinas Chaim, which is the opposite of Sitra Achra. The Sitra Achra is death. Yira of Kedusha is life. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem Toisif Yomim, that fear and respect for Hashem adds life to a person. V'alkein Tzrichen Liyois Aduma Tmima. Now you'll note, Rav Nosson says, look what the Torah says. It's got to be red. Tamima, complete, completely red, complete. Ki ba'asar desishkach yira, tishkach shleimusa. Because the Zohar Kodesh says, where there is yira, there is completeness, there is wholeness. Kamodat Omar, like the Pasuk says, ki ein machsor lireyov. That those who have yira do not lack anything, they're whole, complete. So that's how we see that the Poraduma, which the Torah says Tamima, it's got to be whole, it's related to this topic of Yira. V'alkein ma'aseho b'chutz. And this is also why the whole processing of the Poraduma was done outside the Beis HaMikdash, not inside. Why are we going outside? The answer is, k'dei lahalo is kol ha'yirois hanafuloi sheboilam shenaflu l'mokim shenaflu. Because we're trying to gather up the Yira that has gone outside, the Yira that was supposed to be for Hashem, and instead it's fallen into the hands of all of these outsiders, where it becomes Yirois Nefulois, fallen Yiras. We're trying to gather all of that stuff up from the outside, from the places it's fallen. Shem Bechina Sitra Damoisa, V'chulam Malim U'mamtikin U'mevatlin, and all of them, we elevate them, we sweeten them, we eliminate them, Umetaharim tumas mes alidei mitzvahs poraduma, and we purify from the impurity even of a dead body, which means the malach hamoves, the sitra achra, shema aseho b'chutz daika, through the mitzvah of poraduma, where all the activities are done outside. Why? Because we had learned earlier that this higher level yira, there were two levels of yira. There was a level of yira that comes from physical things, from seeing a lion or this or something else, you know. And there was a higher level yira that's based on a very high level of seichel, that based on a very high level, deep understanding of Hashem, I'm filled with awe for Hashem. That's called yira ilah. So Rav Nosson Zal shows us now, ki poraduma hi seichel nifla ve'elyoin moed moed hanal. Because the topic of poraduma in Judaism is the highest, deepest, deepest secrets of the Torah. Shemishom hayira ilo de ilo kanal. And we know, Rabbeinu Zal said, that this higher level yira comes from a very high level seichel. Poradum is the only thing which Shlomo HaMelech said, I thought I was smart, and I see that I don't know. I don't know the secret of Poraduma. It says, Omarti echkema, I said I'm going to be very smart, I'll know everything, v'hi rechoikimani, and I see it's still very distant for me. It's brought that the words v'hi rechoika are the gematria para aduma, to show that that's what he was referring to. She'oleh ha'nemar, about which the Pasuk says, omarti echkema v'hi rechoikimani. Shlomo HaMelech said this. Ki zeh ha'sechel, shemishom ha'yiro ha'gavoyanal, because this very high level seichel, through which a person is zoche to that upper yira, lo yasig kiim Moshiach. The only one who will achieve that to perfection, to the highest level, will be Moshiach himself. paragraph Yud Aleph, v'zeh b'chinas parshas ha-chodesh. And now we'll understand also why after Paraduma we read parshas ha-chodesh leading into the holiday of Pesach. Again, surrounding Purim. Ki ha-yira b'chinas malchus. Because as we mentioned before, yira is associated with malchus. Il mole moiro'o shel malchus. Shehi b'chinas levona. And the malchus is symbolized by the moon. V'nikreis dalid. And the malchus is called dalid al shem deles lo migarmo klum. Because it has nothing of its own. Just like the moon has no light of its own, it reflects the light of the sun. Rak ma shemekabeles mehasechel. The malchus has no light of its own other than what it receives from chachma, from sechel. Shehu yud, which is the letter yud, as Rabbi Nazal explains in our chapter on the Qumran, chapter 185, that this halacha is based on. V'nase aleph. And Rabbi Nazal shows over there how this generates the letter aleph. Kemavoyer betchilas ha-toyran al, as is explained towards the beginning of that chapter on the Qumran. Because the yud is the sechel, the dalet is the malchus, and the pipe that connects them is the letter vav. The letter vav is shaped like a pipe. That's the v'hayud shehi ha-sechel hi b'chinas chamo shemeiro la-lavona. The letter yud, which represents the sechel, is the sun, S-U-N, which shines its light into the moon. Shehi b'chinas dalet. The moon is the dalet, malchus, yira. U'keshayira chas v'sholom noifeles, u'mizgabrim chas v'sholom yirois hanafulois, and when the yira takes a fall, it falls away from Hashem, away from tzaddikim, and people start having fear for all kinds of gashmius things. Ze bechinas pigimas, the fulfillment of the pasuk v'hoyo or alavona korachama, that the light of the moon will rise and become equal to the light of the sun. V'alkein loynimsar kiim legedoylem, and it's for this reason that this mitzvah of kiddush hachodesh, to calculate the months, was given over only to the leading rabbis, as the pasuk says, kihi chochmaschem uvinaschem. This is your great chochma and bina, this knowledge of kiddush hachodesh. Ki tzrichin loze tzadik vechocham godol lahamshich hasechel elyon anal shemishom hayira ilo deilo, because it requires a very high level chacham to bring forth the high level sechel from which comes that upper yira, that yira that we're speaking about, the yira soremimus. V'alkein hem dalet parshios, and now you'll understand also why there are exactly four Torah readings that surround Purim. Keneged b'chinas hayira, corresponding to yira, shenikreis dalet kanal, which is called also dalet, as Rabbi Nazal shows in that chapter in the Qumran. Yira is malchus, and malchus is the letter dalet. V'zeh b'chinas dalet parshiyei shel tefillin. And now you'll understand also why in our tefillin there are four compartments, because tefillin is yira, as the pasuk says, v'ro cholamei horetz ki shem Hashem nikro lecha v'yoru mimeko. All the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is upon you, and they will fear you, they respect you. The Gemara says, what is that referring to? The tefillin shel roish. So that's these four compartments, which is malchus, which is yira, the yira d'kedusha. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds another piece, paragraph Yud Gimel. There's a famous state, the Gemara says, Ein loy lakodesh baruch hu boilomoy, elo oitzer shel yira shamayim. All Hashem has in this world is his treasury of yira shamayim. Meaning, that's all that really counts to Hashem. That's the most important thing to him. His treasury of yira shamayim. Just like we learned the pasuk earlier, when Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jews, and now the only thing Hashem asks of you, v'ato mo Hashem shoyal mimoch, kiim le'yira, is only to have yira. So now the Gemara makes this statement. Rav Nosson Zal says, Heim ha-tzadikim ha-gedoylim. This refers to the great tzadikim, Shehem yirei Hashem be'emes, who are the ones who have true yiras shamayim. It's not the person who's learned the more pages necessarily. You could have a person who's learned thousands of pages of more Torah, but unfortunately, some people, the Torah doesn't always go with Yerushalayim. So here we're talking about this, the treasury of Hashem, of Yerushalayim, refers to the great tzaddikim who are the true Yirei Hashem Bemes, Sheheim Ho'oitzer Shel Yerushalayim. They are this treasure of Yerushalayim, V'chol Mi Shenitpol Lohem, and anyone who is zeichet to join them, you know, to be subservient to them, tofel to them, ule talmideim, and to their students, ule talmidei talmideim, and to the students of their students, v'chula, etc., etc., al kulam nimshach yiro amitis. Upon all of them, they receive this true yiro, hanimsheches me yiro gavoya ma'oid kanal, which comes from a very, very high-level yira. In the beginning, we read this once before, in the first page of the Sefer Yemei Moranat, Rav Nosson Zal's biography, autobiography. He writes there about how he was indoctrinated by his family, and especially by his father-in-law, against Hasidim in a very, very strong way. His father-in-law had a bad experience which caused him to turn against Hasidim in a big way and to make this a project that he gave a shiur to his sons-in-law on a daily basis, whenever he was able to, lashing out against Hasidim. And he said, my reason for speaking about this is Lamaisa. You know, for all of you to know that I mean this on a practical level, stay away from those people. Rav Nosson Zal says that a few years after he got married, one winter he was learning with the Chavrusa, who was from the Hasidim. And they were learning Torah, obviously. But in the learning of Torah, they got into debates on this topic. And Rav Nosson Zal writes that Rav Nosson Zal was very strong in his opinion on this. And he debated with him and with other people also. And Rav Nosson Zal writes that after a while, he started seeing the light. He started seeing that his chavrusa was right and he was not right. And he said he came to recognize, to realize the greatness of the chassidim and the tzaddikim among them, that they are the true Yirei Hashem Be'emes. They're the ones who have true Yiras Hashem. And he writes there that at one point I started having more respect for tzaddikim, more emunas chachamim, and he said, I received a little bit of yira. That's his wording, yira ktsas. I got a little bit of yira, and it changed a number of things in my life, he writes. He doesn't go into what, he doesn't want to say what, but he writes, there were a number of things that changed in my life. But he writes that I was still very far from Hashem, though, because he said, I still did not know between my right and left. I still didn't know which way was up, because I had not yet found a true leader, a true guide. And that was when he began his six-year search in the world of Hasidus, going from leader to leader of the major leaders in the world of Hasidus, until he found Rabbeinu Zal. And there he felt that this satisfied everything he needed, everything he was looking for. Rabbeinu Zal once said about himself, I believe this is written in Chaim Aram, Ich bin an Oitzer von Yerushalayim. I am a treasury of Yerushalayim. You know, Rabbeinu Zal said that this is what he's all about. A person who learns his Sforim, and a person who comes close to his students gets to experience a level of respect for Hashem and respect for tzaddikim that you don't see everywhere else.